Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Sade and young Russell. The former has just delivered a 5-minute speech, and we're in time to hear the summing up. Listen.
So let's not argue. You're home from school early. Your chums are busy with stuff to where you haven't any dates with anybody. It's drizzling outside, and you can't go over in Tapman's vacant lot and play. So there's no reason on earth why we shouldn't get after this bookcase.
After that long oration, I guess I haven't got much to say.
Not a word.
Uh-huh.
I've already tossed a sofa pillow on the floor for somebody to sit on. Whoever piles up the trash we don't want can sit on the floor while the other fella stands up.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the system.
I'll give you your choice. Sit or stand. Which you want?
I'm the gentleman and you're the lady. So I'll volunteer to stand and you can use the sofa pillow.
All right, fine. Well, let's not waste another second.
Yeah.
$15 trillion as the phone rings the minute I'm on the floor. Never seen it to fail.
I'll answer it if it rings.
And chat a quarter of an hour. I'm up to your tricks, Dr. Sleech.
That reminds me of a humorous anecdote Oyster Cracker's cousin Lombard...
Well, save it for some other time. Open the bookcase door and let's start. We'll work this like we always do. Hand me down trash from the top shelf and we'll decide what's to be done with stuff. And we can't afford to dawdle.
Well, sir, the first thing I see...
Tell me the first thing you see. Just hand trash down.
Well, gotta hand trash down one article at a time, don't I?
You don't need to comment on every article. Every article's gotta come down. We'll clear the whole bookcase and then put back the books we want.
Well, I understand the system.
Well, you don't act like you do. I say we can't afford to dawdle. And there's a lot
of... Okay. Here's a pamphlet called Dr. Frumble, Scientific Chemist, who compound the famous wild raspberry bitters for frantic, nervous, run-down people, are willing to bet $1,000 you don't know your own stomach. Well, take it.
Are we being a smart aleck, Russell?
No.
Well, let's not be a smart aleck.
No.
Hand me handfuls of books, please.
Okay.
Now, we must be especially careful not to throw away stuff of Gov's. He screams like a panther if leaflets and trash he's saving get thrown in the garbage.
Uh-huh.
This pamphlet business isn't anything he wants, is it?
I'm not sure.
No, was tossed on the front porch by a bill passer last summer. You're the party I expect to tuck to the way here in the bookcase.
I may have been.
Not much doubt of it, I don't imagine. What's the attraction in bookcases and buffet drawers, I wonder? The other day I found a hinge off in a door and a caster off in a swivel chair or something on top of my good hat in the bottom buffet drawer.
I think I can tell you the attraction.
More books, please.
Here's quite a bundle.
Pictures mint, I see.
Yeah, I put it in here temporarily.
Yeah, everything's temporarily around this ranch. Suppose I temporarily left the beds unmade 6 months.
Good joke.
Yes, isn't it?
No, but I'll explain...
More books, please.
I'm slowly accumulating an armful.
Well, why aren't you rapidly accumulating an armful?
We don't want to take chances on letting any drop on your head.
Our friend the Diamondback Rattler again.
What?
Here's that same old book, Our Friend the Diamondback Rattler again. Every time we straighten this bookcase around, we find it. How does it get back? Who did it belong to in the first place?
Well, sir, there we have quite a story, Mom.
Everything is quite a story.
Our friend the Diamondback Rattler was originally the property of Bluetooth Johnson. In fact, if you'll take the trouble to glance at the flyleaf, you'll notice the inscription... To Edwin Johnson from Grandma on his 7th birthday.
Well, I don't believe I'll take the trouble. I'm throwing it off to one side with the other rubbish. See that Bluetooth gets it back and keeps it.
Oh.
Does Gov want this? I marched in 48 parades in a single weekend and lived to tell a tale.
He wants anything that's got anything to do with parades.
I guess that's right.
Ha, ha, ha.
What'd you find?
I found an example of little Charlie Husher's work.
Yes?
Half of a graham cracker.
Oh, my.
Well, that's tiny children for you. You take tiny children, they're just
hey,
real high...
Hey, what do you mean, little Charlie Husher's work? Didn't you find that graham cracker on the top shelf?
No, the next to the top.
Well, how could Charlie climb that high?
I'm sure I don't
know. Charlie Husher couldn't climb that high.
We must remember that little Charlie is going on 7 years old. He must
Little Charlie was never in this living room in his life without me and his mother present. And I know, good and well, one of us would have noticed if he'd attempted to
climb. I hope you're not pointing the finger of accusation at me.
Hand me more books.
Also, I hope you're not pointing the finger of accusation at any of my dear old chums.
More books, more books. Listen to us talk.
Because if you are pointing the finger of accusation at me or my dear old chums, I wish to respectfully point out the teeth marks in this graham cracker, which are the teeth marks of a small child, and not the teeth marks...
Oh, yes, Russell, I don't care. Put your graham cracker on the floor with this other rubbish.
No, but if the stain of dishonor soils my character...
Hoity-toity, Gertrude McGrady. Well, this, I imagine, Gov wants to keep. The efficiency of the Pennsylvania lockstep compared with the Red Bank, New Jersey Giants Drive.
Oh, sure. Book on parade. Oh, but about this graham cracker with the tiny teeth marks of a small child on it, I have only this much to say.
Oh, the muscle book again.
Huh?
An exhaustive study of the muscles of the forearm. Well, I've thrown this book in the garbage box 3 separate and distinct times to my knowledge. Who fishes it out and brings it back again?
The one you got there is a different copy, Mom.
Yeah?
Property of Raymond Searles.
Well, how do we happen to have it?
Well, sir, if you'll happen to give it a glance at the flyleaf, you'll see the inscription, I love you even more than I done last summer, Marion.
Who's Marion? Raymond, sweetie?
No connection. Raymond found that in Miller Park, directly in front of the lion's cage in at the zoo. It was open at that tender place, I love you even more than I done last summer, Marion. And Raymond couldn't help wondering if perhaps these two young lovers hadn't threw themselves to the lions romantically.
Oh,
and romantically brought their love affair to a tragic end. Get the connection?
Well, how do we happen to have the book?
Raymond traded it to me for a romantic book I picked up.
What was that?
Fireside fun to be had with cube root problems or exciting adventures in arithmetic.
That's romantic?
Inscribed on the flyleaf in pink ink was I decided I like Harry better than William, Sam, or Pete. And you, Emmett, I like best of all.
Pretty romantic.
Yes.
More books?
Here's some books.
And also a tennis ball, an earmuff, and a clothespin.
I'll come right out and admit I'm responsible for the tennis ball being in the bookcase.
You wouldn't have anything to say about the earmuff and the clothespin?
No.
So maybe in the middle of the night, interlopers slink in and put junk in here.
Sarcasm, huh?
Yes.
I understand Oyster Cracker's cousin Lombard is a great hand at sarcasm.
More books, please.
He can be sarcastic in such a sly way, his victims don't realize they've been insulted till hours later.
Anybody want this leaflet? Think of your toes as sweet flowers in the garden and give them pretty names and you will drop off to sleep quickly and beautifully.
It's mine, but I don't want it.
Where'd you get it?
A fellow passed them out free to guys getting their hair cut in at the Butler House Hotel barber shop one time.
There was some man passing out advertisements in at Hamilton's the other day, and he looked exactly like that Dubuque, Iowa fella Gov brought home for supper 2 years or so ago. Gus Fuss. I was startled at the resemblance. I grabbed Miss Sandbottom's arm and I says, for gracious sakes, I says, see that man over there? I believe... Well, how's the reading?
I forgot I own this book.
Pretty interesting, is it?
Yes, all about fish and how they got no sense.
Shall I pick up a book and read, too?
Oh, excuse me, Mom. But listen to what it says on this flyleaf.
Uh-huh.
I found the dear crushed violets you concealed in my mashed potatoes and gravy, Howard, and also the little bracelet of seashells.
Oh,
I wouldn't want to find any dear crushed violets in my mashed potatoes and gravy.
How about seashells?
Guys liable to chomp down on them and snap 9/10 of their teeth off.
Uh-huh.
By George, when I'm 39 years old and playing with the notion of marrying some woman or other, I hope she don't decide to put any violets and seashells in my mashed potatoes.
Where are you now? Third shelf from the bottom?
Yeah.
Well, the two bottom shelves aren't so cluttered up. You can finish them by yourself. What?
You can finish them by yourself.
Oh, well, ish, you always do.
Yeah, I always do.
I've got supper to start.
Uh-huh.
Gov will be home directly.
Yeah.
You gonna be hungry?
Yeah.
Oh, oodly-boodle, look out the window how it's drizzling now.
Yeah.
Well, you work along nice and get finished.
All right.
Take your time, be careful and thorough.
Yeah.
But don't go to sleep on the job.
Yeah.
Or get interested in reading.
Yeah.